Time for our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort. Now, you'll find the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road. And Gary Faraci. Hey, how we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning? Oh, my God, it's gorgeous out there.
I'm hungover like a three-day mule, man.
Well, then you need some well-deserved lake time then.
I do. I need to just get in the lawn chair and plop it out there about waist deep and sit there and wave at boats going by. Wear a sailor cap. You know, if I had a parrot that would sit on my shoulder, it'd even make it better. Oh, my goodness. Man alive. So, what, you know, last week we were crying the blues. Wondering where all the fishy had went, and how's this week going?
This week so far, the majority of the consensus is that the fishing is picking up. Now, I still have some guys that are struggling and looking for fish, and then I have other guys come in and are doing really well. I'm not full limit, say, like a crappie, but close to it. You know, they're picking up 12 or, you know, 10 or 14. So, yeah, it's definitely picking up, and it's crazy. It's all over the place. I've had guys catch crappie in 4 feet of water up in the creeks up here and just tell me that bait fish are just schooling like crazy. And then the guys out here trolling for big whites or hybrids been doing really well. So it's starting. It really is.
See, I had some people tell me they just freaking just tore them up at Blue Lady. And I'm thinking, man, that's awful deep water. You know?
It is. And it's all over the place right now. And there's some places in Blue Lady that's always been a good spot when the stripers and hybrids are coming off the main body of the lake.
Right, but I was just surprised that they were killing the crappie around there, you know. But, you know, this transition, because that's where we're at, you know, it's like, it's kind of like a group of teenagers. Should we go? Yeah, let's go. I don't know if we should go. Should we go? Yeah, let's just go. You know, it's hard to figure out right now, but, you know, here's the thing. We know a lot of people now with you know, the live scope. And I've got some people saying they're on the fish. They just won't bite. That's kind of weird, you know.
Hearing the same thing from some people.
Yeah.
You know, other guys come in and say they just, like you said, they just slayed them. They did very well. Maybe not got my limit, but we did very well, and we're happy what we got. We got a good mixture of fish. And those are the people that are fishing mostly for food,
yeah.
You know, to put fish up to eat. And then some other guys are just playing out struggling, and I try to point them in the right direction in the spots where the fish are and where they're biting, and I'm go figure. I don't know.
Now I talked to, and this was just at the gas station yesterday, was talking to some buddies, and they had just come back from the lake, you know, and of course, I was here's your sign type of guy, like, y'all been fishing? Yeah, they got their boat hooked up, and no, we're just cruising town with the boat, you know. See, but no, they had been, and they were jigging, and they were using motor oil jigs with blue trailers, and they said that they had a heyday, man, catching the bass with jigging. I was like, well, all right, you know.
There but you go.
They wouldn't tell me where they were at. but they had some fun. But, yeah, I mean, it's each day it's just going to get a little better, a little better, a little better. But I sent you a deal this week on the perch. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful. That was...
Oh, it was crazy. And, you know, the bluegill will always bite. What about the catfishing? Are they about done jugging and line fishing?
Well, I say yes, just because, like, the park closes down here, and a lot of the locals, you know, are don't the weather cools off, they don't start doing it. But no, it's if you want to get out there and do your limb lines, your jugs, and all that, it's a great time of year for it right now. Is that water's starting to cool? We're down about 66 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. Even I've had some guys this past week. They were trolling for other species, but caught some walleye, and were really happy about that. So no, that's totally not over with yet. And the water, like I said, the lake is in great shape at 553. Water temperature is 66 degrees, 65 degrees. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really, 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 really is. And like I said, it's just going to do nothing but get better and better and better. It's just a matter of, you know, having the patience. They'll be out there, you know, but you can't catch them if you're not on the water.
That's right.
That's just...
You're absolutely right. You can't.
And, hey, for folks that want to know more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at the pictures on there, drop us a line, leave us a message on there, stop in if you're in the area. I mean, the door's always open, or most of the time. And our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we do appreciate you, and you know what, Gary, I think we're going to get into some more rock and roll. You know, I got an old Bob Dylan song here. This is a classic cover. And I like covers. I like it when, you know, the integrity of the song kind of stays intact. I don't know if you're familiar with this song or not, but the name of the song is The Girl from North County. An old Bob Dylan song, and that's our classic cover here on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Gary, hey, we appreciate you, my man.
You have a great Thirsty Thursday, Gary, and we'll talk to you soon.
Right on.